My fuel tank for what?
Ooh, yeah, the that's true. One. 20 pink slips over here. Which fuel tank and which guard?
Your CJ6, where are you going to put that at?
In the back.
I'm going to put it in the back because, well, let's talk about it in the podcast. Whenever Hannah is ready to get
this
thing
I feel
going.
Like the podcast is going.
Did you hit record? Is there so much stuff that we need to cut out now?
All right, guys. So welcome back to the Bent Motorsports Podcast. We're officially starting.
Carlos, no.
It is Cinco de Mayo.
Is it actually?
Cheers. Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
Modelos Cinco de Mayo.
Salsas and chips and whatnot.
Carlos, no.
Carlos, don't eat that.
A moment.
Carlos has had two Modelos and about a half a bag of chips, just so everybody knows.
A moment for our friend.
Oh, yeah. And if we could just recognize the Trail Whisperer, Keith Simpson, everybody.
Yeah. Just a moment of silence.
Let's just give him 1 second, everybody. One moment. Excellent.
I don't think any of us can do that.
That's new.
This monument's dedicated to him. You guys can come by the shop and see it. It's pretty rad.
Yeah.
Really brings a tear to your eye.
Brings a tear to your eye.
DM him. Maybe he'll meet you, give you a little rundown.
Yeah. He will tell you all his secrets.
Great guy.
Hannah, you got chips all over
this. This really set me off right now.
I didn't do anything.
Fucking nothing.
So we didn't have anything officially planned for the Cinco de Mayo podcast other than to drink Modelos and eat salsa and chips.
Are you shitting me? Is that actually a Modelo?
No, this is not. Right. This is I'm drinking cut water tiki rum punch. Comes in a pink can.
What do you say you sick. Like? Anything that a sorority girl would drink?
If a sophomore sorority girl would drink it. I probably will, too.
It's what Dave wants in his
so
mouth.
So there is a too sweet.
Wait.
Because, not, like, freshman, I think sorority girl would be more, like really sweet.
No, more like I'm just down for everything.
Yeah.
Oh.
I want a more sophisticated palate.
Oh, I okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought you meant
that. At this point, she's growing up.
Malibu to, like, you know, then going to Mike's Heart is an
enjoyable
thing.
You don't think that she's
thing.
More cultured by her sophomore year?
Just enough for me to enjoy the alcohol she drinks. Hang on. Carlos is trying to get this chip.
I think David was offended when I asked for salsa earlier, so I'm just going to make sure he's got that in reach.
So what we're going to talk about before this gets too boring for everybody is more of our personal shop projects that are going on, just so people can understand how absolutely stupid we are. Do you want to start with my stupid projects, or do you guys want to start with one of your stupid projects? Oh, wow. They're offended that I called their projects stupid.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We know.
All right. I'll start with one of mine.
They're stupid.
I'll start with the one that Hannah's been working on for me all week, which is the crashed Mustang.
Oh, that's pretty stupid. I like it. It's working out. It's
not
pretty sick.
Stupid anymore.
It's so not stupid anymore. Shop. When it got dropped off, it was stupid.
It was awfully stupid.
Yeah. We're a Jeep shop, so we work on Jeeps. But you guys, if you've known us for any amount of time, you know that Bent Motorsports hasn't always been Bent Motorsports Off-Road, and we've done everything motorsports in the past, but now we're streamlining and we're focused on off-road, specifically Jeeps. So one of our customers crashed his 08 Mustang GT, and the front end hit a center divide pretty straight on and smashed it in fairly well. And I acquired the car from him and decided that I was going to make it on the road again. Drive
on the road again
because it's a really nice car. I mean, it's got 150,000 miles on it.
Super nice car,
but it's so clean. He garaged it, like all the exterior rubber trim that's normally faded and cracking. It's perfect.
I mean, the guy brought us a car cover for it, and it was totaled.
Yeah. He had a car cover on it in his garage.
Yeah,
like, this is how clean this car was.
You guys can put this cover on while it spends the night. Like, you're not going to leave it outside for like ever, are you?
Yeah, he was really worried that I'm not going to keep it in the garage. So. We got a front clip from 269 Motorsports, which is like a drag 26. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Full tubular front end.
Full tubular front end for like a drag car. Yeah. And it's but whatever, right? I don't care. I'm not a body shop. I can, I'm just going to drive it like that. So Hannah's been welding that all together for us this week.
A weld it yourself kit.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically a weld it yourself kit.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, you can get it together for people that don't want to do that.
That's true. You can order it fully welded.
We were really worried about the car's like impact that nothing was going
to
line
up. Yeah, we definitely had to do some massaging. Like there were a few parts because a lot of the impact was on the passenger side. And there was quite a few parts where though it's, you know, obviously all symmetrical, the passenger side I'd have to like, you know, not shave any of it off. But the driver's side I'd have to shave off like inches to get it like equal. Like there was some massaging that happened for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely been wrecked. But I think when it's all done and you hang the fenders on it and the hood and the new bumper and the new grill and everything, you won't know that underneath is like a facade of a of a chassis. It's going to be fine. So anyways.
I mean, it's legit, dude. If a drag car can run into the wall with that front end on it, then
whatever. I mean, it's fine, right?
So
fine.
Can Shelly.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife's going to drive Shelly. It. She's gonna rip around in it. So that's been occupying the lift in the shop for the last couple of weeks. But hopefully that'll go off to paint next week, and it'll be done, and we'll be driving it. So I don't know.
What's the likelihood of that?
Of it actually going away to paint?
Mm-hmm.
How quickly I can weld.
Yeah, how quickly you can weld it together. Well, we got the wheels back today from the powder coater. I already have all the tires. I already have all the lights for the car. I already have all the bumpers, all the fenders, the hood. We have to mount the fuse box. We have to mount the ECU. We have to mount the ABS, finish welding it, bolt everything on. I mean, we should technically by Wednesday, I think that's when the rubber grommets for the radiator show up. So Wednesday, technically, we should be driving it up and down the street, testing it. And I'll probably drive it for 2 or 3 days, maybe the weekend, just to make sure everything is super fine. And if everything is super fine, then I'll make a schedule to go bring it to the paint guy.
Cool.
So.
And it'll be like nothing ever happened.
It'll be like nothing ever happened.
That's exciting.
So that's my dumb project I'm working on. One of my dumb projects. The most pressing one.
The CJ6 is not a dumb project.
The CJ6 is not a dumb project, other than that I have no business doing a project right now. Because I'm poor.
Yeah, that seems to always be the
problem. That's our boy, everybody.
Does anyone ever, like, avoid that part of the project?
The poor part?
Yeah.
We just don't talk about it.
Do rich people have project vehicles? I mean, do they?
No, they bring us their vehicles and we build them.
That's not a thing.
Their shit's done, you know? They have stuff done for them.
Yeah. Which is fine. Which is cool. I want to be that guy one day.
That's how we stay.
Wait, do I qualify? She's doing the welding for me.
Well, I mean, technically, you kind have like five people that just work for you. So does that make you rich?
No.
I guess that is
because you have a lot of people doing stuff for you. Like,
luckily, my wife is rich.
That's cool.
That is cool. I wish I had a rich wife. Bet Motorsports,
sponsored by Shelly.
Yep. Thank you, Shelly.
You're the best, Shelly.
So, Curtis, what have you and Jake been wasting time? I mean, working on all week.
All week? I take offense to that. We had like two...
It's been 2 weeks.
Well, it's been like a two-month thought slash attempt slash fail slash start over.
Yeah, wasted a lot of
We're going down the Milwaukee Packout, like, saga. I don't know what you want to call it. I don't know. It's just trying to figure out how to carry all of our crap with us in a better way. Yeah. Right? That's a good way to do it.
It sucks breaking out there and, like, not having the right shit to repair it. Or if you do have the right, like, equipment and tools and spare parts and raw materials or whatever it is, then, like, carrying that and having it not just, like, rattle to death in the back of your car and having a fridge and having all that shit. Like, I hate going through King of the Hammers with no, like, straps or all that stuff just in the back. I love having it because you're prepared, but then you're, like, worried about it all, like... clashing together, breaking, like when you're cruising through Hammertown.
So Jake and I are on a mission to make all of this
go away,
but still have it all. Because you look at like me, like when I pack my Jeep down, like I end up losing my back seat. I end up like having just a fridge flopping around in there. I make 30 trips from my garage to the back of my Jeep with tool bags. Like I'm over it. It's really annoying. I agree, Carlos.
Carlos wants a chip. Hang on. There you go, buddy.
We should have Carlos mic'd up.
You know, you look at like super rad companies like American Adventure Lab and stuff like that, and their stuff is like super modular and really rad. And
is that also, the JL one that we had here?
Yeah, so like they do stuff for like JLs and Broncos and stuff, like top-notch, insanely nice stuff.
I think, did we not see them at SEMA? Like they had some of their products there and we were looking at it. Was it Advent? I don't remember if it was the same company, but... I know, buddy. The chips are good. I don't remember if it was the same company, but I like the way their stuff is like super well thought out.
It's super well thought out. It's super modular, and it's super like design it how you want it to be.
They're the ones who make that dual ARB thing, right, that goes in the back area.
Yeah, and then like all the panel stuff goes up on the quarter panel. Like their stuff is legit, but it also comes with like a super legit price tag. And I drive a Jeep Cherokee. Yeah, everybody knows that. Well, like I don't want to – I mean I want to, but I can't afford to put that kind of money into it. So Jake – smarter than me. I brainstorm ideas.
He makes I just have the experience drawing. It's not that I'm smarter. It's just putting dimensions on a
smarter than me. Program.
Either way, it's a really smart idea. I think you guys are really on to something. Like, this is like an issue that has yet to be tackled in this industry of like, we all haul around. I mean, all like, the people, shit. How do you do it? You know, like
people are making pack out stuff. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I've seen it done before. That's why it popped into my brain. But just
but I mean, for those of you who don't know what a pack out is,
true.
You're not all contractors. I mean, go to Home Depot. Just,
like, go to Home Depot.
There's a whole fucking aisle of red boxes.
It's okay? Just an extremely modern. I mean, they have like a cooler that clips in,
which is
like super great, because every time you get in your Jeep and you like throw your cooler and you're like, how do I keep that from not ending up upside down in like 20 minutes?
Yeah. So, like, and so contractors are using these things and they're clicking them into the beds of their trucks, and then they can bring in what things they need.
Yeah. I mean, you can carry everything you want in on one little dolly. Like,
yeah. So why not adapt this together to the off-road world?
Yeah. So that's exactly what we're doing. We're trying to find a way to adapt it to our lifestyle.
Yeah. Which is rad.
Yeah. So which is great. So this week we finally got like a decent cutout of the base plate for the back of my Jeep. So that's exciting.
So is that going to go on the floor? Or how is that going
to
work?
It's going to bolt to the floor and be like its own little like subfloor, I guess, right? Yeah. Am I using that
so
word,
he's
right?
got a Cherokee. So you'll have this back section in the Cherokee that would have all the pack out grid, so you can do any variety of clipping
however
in.
However you decide to carry
And then we can make them for TJs. You guys can make them for JKs. You can make them for JKs who have rear seat deletes. So then it's the whole back of the thing. So you could have pack outs that are accessible from your back doors that are sideways, and then also pack outs that are available from the back of the Jeep. So there's a ton of cool options for it's like Legos.
It's like, that's exactly what it's like. It's like Legos. I mean, this crap just like, you can just stack and connect and change all the different stuff. They have narrow ones. They have wide ones. They have ones with drawers. They have ones with more drawers than others. They have just baskets.
Yeah.
So there's just like so much room for you to design how you want to carry all your stuff. And that's like our goal, is figure out how to do all this without like severely inconveniencing your vehicle, but also like keeping it organized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's nice to be able to go home and unload your stuff too. And you're not like going through like, well, okay, well, this is the camping stuff. And this is the, you know, this is my spare bolt bin. And this is this, like you can, I guess, have it all crammed together in one box. It's nice to be able to have it all separated and be in the pack outs.
Organized.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just getting a bit more organized.
Well, don't they have the pack outs that are like the big pack outs, but then there's the real skinny pack outs?
Oh, yeah. They have thin ones. And
so I mean, you could literally have like, oh, I'm just going for a day trip. So you have like day trip pack outs that you're putting in versus I'm going camping for 3 days versus.
Or if you intend on doing some hard wheeling and you just know those tools you need versus like, I am just going camping this weekend and I don't intend on doing anything besides driving on a fire road.
I feel like if I had the pack outs in my Jeep, I would have one that would be full of like, snacks. It'd have like Skittles and it would have goldfish. And
you've never heard of that? It's called a snack out.
Yeah. You've never seen like the little picture of like some dude doing like a full charcuterie board inside one? Like,
what the fuck is a charcuterie board?
No, that was invented by a girl named Carly on TikTok.
Really?
She made a snack out. She's an electrician and she made a whole, you know, like the thin pack outs that are like only this tall, but like this big. She made like a whole like charcuterie board of various snacks.
Why don't I know her?
Well, you should.
She's Why don't you know what a charcuterie board is?
I'm a fucking man.
You've been going to parties your entire life, right?
You know, like house parties, got, like, salami, prosciutto, olives, cheese
crackers,
appetizers.
Pairs well with
the one. But it's like a fucking board,
big plate of it.
Oh, so it's on a board, so it's got a new name.
Yeah,
it's like calling camping overlanding. Got it.
That is
something we've been doing forever. Is eating appetizers, but now it's served on a piece of wood, so you better call it this.
Yeah.
That is the absolute best way to describe that ever. It is literally the overlanding of a house party with snacks.
Well, I'm glad somebody's already figured out that you should put snacks in a pack out. That's pretty rad.
Yeah. So we should do that.
How do marshmallows travel? Has she tried marshmallows?
No, but we could ask her.
Or gummy bears. I worry that they might stick together.
Marshmallows do get stale, you know?
Yeah, they get like hard.
So you got to put a date.
Cheese outside for too long.
I feel like you got to have a little thing on your pack out that shows a date.
Well, there's a cooler pack out.
Best Buy.
Yeah, they do make – Milwaukee makes a cooler that clips into the pack outs too.
And they have a small one, which is sick, and then they have a bigger one. So 6-pack, 12-pack, whatever.
Are you guys planning on selling this, like if it does well? I mean, I would buy it.
What about a roof pack out?
So, okay. Actually – the problem with this is Jake needs to be on board for us to like fully commit with it because, again, brains –
Yeah.
Ideas.
And you're doing all this with a plasma table or a plasma cutter? Or?
What would you do it with?
It was a question.
Look, we have a
need
small
on a thread.
We have a small plasma table here at the shop for R&D type work. Yeah. If these guys were to go to production, I'm sure they would either have them laser or water jet in mass production at some other shop.
True. This is true.
This is for that type of thing, we're not a production shop. We're an R&D shop. So
yeah.
Does
that make sense?
Ricky and Dicky.
If it takes Ricky off, and Dickie, then we
call it that. Huh? Never mind.
You can call it that. Ricky and Dicky Packouts.
If it takes off, but like right now I'm marketing the Jeep Cherokees and well, no one buys those. And
dude, there's so many at Hammers though.
Yeah, because they're piles of crap and they probably bought them 3 days before
they
went out.
Can you make them for a Chevy Tracker?
Oh, guaranteed.
We can make it for anything.
Second, third gen, maybe?
I actually talked about that today.
What gen is that thing? What did you talk about? What did you say?
I actually talked about roof pack out nonsense today with Mark. Because he was interested in our...
Oh, is he the one who asked, are they weatherproof?
No. Yeah, he was asking if the containers themselves are weatherproof. Because he was thinking, I don't know. I'd have to shop through.
They look like
I would hope that they're weatherproof.
For as much as they cost, they better be. That's okay. So here's the thing about
is there a rubber seal on them?
I don't know. I never looked hard enough.
Go grab the top one.
The one we have out here.
Go grab it, dang it.
It's not weatherproof. I'll tell you that right now. You were literally wasting the walk. What is back there? Okay.
He needs it.
You're going to be disappointed.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to be disappointed
in the
calories.
I feel like I wouldn't want to have it just sitting on the top of my vehicle anyway, though. Like, I'd still put some kind of cover over it. No?
Well, imagine if you had the width, like, the top of it was all, like, connectors and shit, and it just, like, blew, like, 100,000 things.
Blue and red and yellow pieces everywhere.
Just fucking open that thing up.
Down the highway.
I get where Mark's coming from, because Mark was asking about it, because he intends on sleeping. Why did you take the path with the most amount of resistance? What'd you do with it?
All right, hang on.
It didn't have a rubber seal.
It didn't have a rubber.
I have good information for you. You have a pack out in there that's a giant tub.
Yes.
The lid of that. I gotta catch my breath.
Yeah, no. Take your time.
I'm fat as fuck, and that was a long ways away.
That was at least 30 feet.
The lid itself is the charcuterie board.
Yes. You're correct.
The charcuterie board does not have a rubber seal to the bucket, so the bucket will get water in it, but the charcuterie board does have a rubber seal.
Okay, all right, so...
Fair enough.
Yeah,
so priorities. You have to pick where you're going to put your stuff.
Yeah, so I don't know if my drawer one that I have at home has seals or not. Granted, it's drawers, so direct rain impact isn't going to...
Drawers?
Does the drawers...
Can you edit that out?
Does the drawers have a drawer that covers the drawers?
They don't. They just have like a little metal thing, which is cool because then you don't have to worry about them opening when you're driving either.
Yeah.
Which I ran into a problem in my G-Speed with my whole drawer set up in the back of that was the drawer just kept opening after a while. That's why I'm on the pack out game now. But I get it for someone like even Jake too. Like if he had a roof rack, it'd be great for him to mount all this crap on the roof because then every night when he sleeps inside of his Jeep like he does – you don't have to unload your entire rig to go to bed.
That's true.
So,
and it would be super easy for me to sneak over at night and take his pack outs and bring them to my car where then I would have them forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, forever. I mean, it'd just be like the mystery of what happened to Jake's pack outs.
Yeah. You know, Ryobi, I guess, makes their own set of some sort of locking box.
And they're probably not red. They're probably that bitchin' green color.
Ooh, yeah. Which that means Dave is 100% on the Ryobi game.
Hang on.
Green.
I just looked at Keith's thing.
Green.
Can we just one more?
Yeah,
moment?
One more time. Okay, ready, set, go.
It's not a joke.
Hit the buttons.
A good one, though. Not some
hit a good one.
Hit a good button. One.
Yeah, it's if it's. There we go.
That one.
We love you, Keith.
Yeah.
Hey, cheers, Keith, dude. We miss you.
Our ASM.
What kind of Jeep does Keith drive again?
Liberty. He traded it in. He got rid of his Patriot.
What two letters are those, Hannah? Ooh, that's another thing that Hannah's learning because this whole Jeep thing is new to her.
Oh, yeah.
So quiz. Let's do it.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Hold on.
Quiz time.
Okay.
You're going to go through and edit out all these chip sounds.
Whoa. Pause. Before we do anything.
Was that a pause or a pause?
That was applause.
I'm still exploring my options, okay? Before we go over this quiz of mine, all right, let's just keep in mind that the entire time that I have worked here so far, I have yet to touch a Jeep. Okay.
No, you did one time and you couldn't get it out of the parking lot.
No, no, no. You worked on Melody's Jeep. That's
true. I had to drive a customer's Jeep, and I guess, you know, the production vehicles that you're meant to take the doors off of won't drive unless the door is slammed shut.
So what kind of Jeep was that?
It was a white square Jeep.
What is the acronym? It's two letters. It's pretty easy to remember.
It was a JT.
You're
no.
Nope. It didn't have a bed.
Wait, do you have like a...
That was good. That was good.
It was a X. It was a JL.
Ah, okay. Did it. Third time she got it. Okay. But
technically, we're going to count that.
No,
because it was four doors.
Okay, we haven't gone over. Oh, you're any right. Of these.
And it was a Rubicon.
It was a JLU.
R.
R.
No, because isn't the R stand for Recon?
No.
Oh, it stands for Rubicon.
Uh huh.
Okay, that's dumb.
I don't know.
Okay, we're gonna rattle some off. MJ,
Michael,
get out.
We haven't gone over any of this. You can't HJ. Suddenly. We haven't talked about this ever. This
yeah, of course she doesn't know what that is.
About. Never been talked about.
Yeah, huh? Literally the other day, you were like day two when you working here. You were just looking it up, and you're like, "What the hell's an MJ?"
I looked at a chart one time.
Well. If you're going to work in a Jeep
and
shop,
since that day, I've been working on a Ford Mustang.
Doesn't matter. You need to be keeping
anybody out there listening, if you ever go get salsa, do not buy Del Rey Foods, Mexican Tradition for Modern Life, fire roasted red salsa.
It's really bad.
Salsa de Molcalete Roja.
Molcalete.
All natural. That's perishable.
I feel like Carlos wants to tell us all something.
That's a J, so it's definitely Molcajete.
I hate to talk shit because I'm eating it, but it's fucking garbage.
Is it the texture for you?
No, it's just
it's just a flavor in general.
What are you doing with that pile of shit, CJ6 out there? CJ6 to the first power.
So if anybody knows what a CJ6 is, look it up. If you don't, if you do know, then you know. If you don't know, then you don't know. It's a stretched CJ5, basically, from the factory. And I got a few of them. I picked up a few of them from our boy Jay's house.
Just a few.
And I may have talked about this in another podcast, but what we're going to do with this one is one of them anyways. It's a 74. And it's a so 74 CJ6, which is the stretch, and it's the long nose because it's a 74. And I looked up the VIN on this one, and it came with the V8 in it from, who was it that had Jeep at the time? AMC?
Yeah, that would have been an AMC at the time.
So what is that? What is the engine? Is it a Buick, like, or what is it?
It would be, I believe, an AMC.
It's an AMC. It's just AMC. Yeah. They make their own engines? I don't know. Everybody like had their own, you know, everybody stole, you know, other people's engines.
Who makes the 4-liter, Dave?
The 4-liter?
Yeah.
That's made by Hyundai. Mm. What are we talking about?
Guy knows his stuff.
Yeah, I'm dialed in.
Might as well move on.
Yeah.
So what we're doing with this CJ6 is we're going to make we got ourselves from the last podcast. We had Sergeant Jeep on. Tommy got me the chassis. So I'm pretty sure we talked about this in the last podcast.
Yeah, we kind of buzzed through it. So.
So anyways, we got the engine now. It's an LY6, which is a Carlos, which is a Gen 4 LS style engine. It's a 6-liter out of a Suburban. We got the 4L80. We've got a Atlas 2-speed, is it?
It's a 4-speed.
4-speed. Atlas 4-speed?
Oh God, yeah. That is going to be way too much for him to handle.
So many shifters cheesecake for me to deal with.
Factory, parking lot.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'll use them all. I'll use them all.
Yeah.
I'll use them all. I'm going to make them all. I'm going to make everything push button.
I think so it's sweet, about it. But you definitely have to add a second transfer case mount.
Which is fine.
Because it's heavy.
Yeah, that thing is large.
He's a good boy.
Good boy, Carlos.
He's hungry.
So I'm excited about that. We're just going to have regular Dana 44s from a JK because it's JK chassis, JK axles.
Trying to keep it simple. LS.
It's going
to
be just super simple and fun.
Coil sprung and what? And like what shock? Or what are you doing?
Really? Yeah, just...
I mean, have we decided on that yet?
I think it'd be sick if you got one of those adjustable setups. But then
like,
again,
should I coil over it or not?
Fucking touch
should
it.
I coil over it or should
no,
I?
No, dude.
Coils
no.
and shocks?
The thing I'm worried about is just like his LJ.
Right? I'm leaning towards keeping coils and shocks.
Every time I talk to David about his LJ is awesome. The thing is so sick. It's so sick. But every time he's like, it's never wheeled as good as it did when it was on Coil Springs and 35s. That's what I hear all the time.
JKs are different, right? But
yeah.
JKs are different because they have ascent control, descent control, ABS, traction control, all this bullshit, right?
Not you, buddy.
Not you.
I won't have it.
You're basically driving a glorified LJ, TJ.
I think right. if you leave what you have, like the suspension stock, and then get a decent shock for it, and then get like, you know, an air bump, kind of do what we did with the Stevenson's Jeep, you know, and just basically leave the stock geometry, get better arms, get Johnny joints and stuff like that, bump it out right, maybe change the shock tower up, and like leave the coil spring in there. Yeah,
I think that's what I'm leaning towards.
Down and, you know, do that later.
I definitely need to keep the price down. So I'm super okay with just doing that, right?
Yeah, I mean, just do a nice coil spring and shock setup. Just well.
Do I put a cage on it, or do I just die like a man?
No, you put a cage on it.
Yeah, okay. You got to do a cage because it really doesn't look right without a cage.
Yeah, it's going to look kind of goofy.
But can I do old school, like one hoop with the down bar?
No. I mean, that's kind of for like street cars, you know? Like, that's okay for the Spitfire. That's about it.
It's going to have a nice cage. We're going to.
You're going to make it like 10 feet higher than the top.
Can we rust it? Like spray it with some acid and rust it and make it look all old and shitty?
No, only the body can be rusted.
The body can be crusty, but everything that is going on this truck needs to look.
Can we powder coat the chassis white?
Yeah. No. Yes.
And paint the engine block white?
I will argue that until I'm fucking blue in the face, dude.
I'll tow the fucking trailer.
What about, hear me out. Fluorescent neon.
No, antifreeze. I already know.
Antifreeze sparkle green.
No.
Only on the wheels.
No.
Chassis.
I'm fine with the wheels, but the chassis, no.
Sparkle green chassis.
On the wheels, though.
Like a fucking Louisiana bass boat.
You can do the wheels. You can do like.
All right. All right.
You could do the like the valve covers. If you want to go full tilt and pull a Marty, paint the coil springs the same color.
Marty, I can't believe you brought him beer.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He already knows my opinion on his springs.
That's true. All right, so coils, shocks, we're going to leave the chassis black.
Get a good drive shaft on there with the Bitchin' transfer case. That thing will be unstoppable.
Yeah, I mean, hey, like we said, Revolution's building drive shafts now. So that's super true. Rad.
Bob's
that's
your uncle. True.
Robert's your mother's brother.
Ricky is your cousin's fiance's little brother's sister's boy.
Don't point at him with. Oh, that's a good finger. Never mind.
Yeah, that's his good finger. Yeah,
get it away from me.
Wait,
can
what?
Anyone see this? Look at this thing.
What?
It's still gross.
What?
What is wrong with you? What is
like
that?
Like my witch's fingernail? It kind of grows.
That's from.
I don't need to get it any closer, actually.
Yeah. Whoa. I'm pointing at you.
Did you not see it when he smashed it, huh?
Oh.
Yeah, that's the one that he exploded.
So if for everybody to understand what happened to Jake's finger, dude. Take a grape, like a really good, like Costco purple grape, like the big fuckers,
those are
right?
Good ones.
And just smash
and put
shit
it on the ground and then step on it. And then look at it, and that's what his finger looked like.
Always a classic.
The fact that that nail is still there a month later.
Dude, I don't even think it's fucking moved. I think that the whole thing is just like, that's going to be the nail I'll have for the rest of my life. I don't know.
I don't know. You catch that on like your pocket, like a thread on your pocket. That thing's gone.
I hope so, man. It's ugly as fuck.
That thing is gnarly.
That's like, I feel like people
look at it.
I'm
sure your wife hates me.
I know. I'm sure she's just like, wow, you grabbed that, huh? What a stupid bitch. I know.
Does your finger still like work like properly?
Yeah, it's stiff coming up. Like,
notice when his hand is sitting flat.
Just yeah, look, like, look, works real good.
Whoa,
it's crooked as fuck.
There's a gap.
Smashed it and broke it all in one shot.
I got worked up.
Your shit is fucked off.
But I can basically go all the way down now. That took some practice.
Practice of stretching it around.
Yeah.
For a while, I was just finding black rubber glove one finger all over the shop because he was putting a glove on, but then cutting this finger and just, I don't know if he just threw it over his shoulder.
Yeah, pretty much.
How did you do that? What happened? What transpired?
Did we talk? Yeah, okay.
We did it on the last one.
Listen to our last podcast.
No, we talked about the podcast. Summarize. That went to shit.
The podcast did go to shit, huh?
Either that or Kevin just accidentally deleted it because he's a moron.
And then we put a jack under it to try to like push it back up and unbend it. It was on the tie rod on the Jeep, and now that you guys are done talking. And then it started to rotate back off of the jack, and I went to like save it because we were trying to get it to like go up. So I was trying to just keep it like flush.
So picture this. My tie rod is a giant arch now. So we've spun it under, so the arch is down. Still attached to my Jeep. 20-ton bottle jack. Right? Trying to bow that thing back to straight. But because it's what grade aluminum?
7075.
7075 aluminum. We got to go way beyond it because the spring back, yeah. Right? So we're doing that. And every once in a while, because we max the bottle jack out, and then I jump on the front bumper of the Jeep and I bounce on it because I'm a fat fuck, right? Trying to get it to bounce past it and dynamically like stretch that thing.
Yeah.
But it'll shoot the bottle jack out. Okay, because the tie rod swings and it shoots the bottle jack out. And every time it swung out, every time, right?
And well, you were like, oh, you know what I should do? Put my hand
yeah,
in
so there. Yeah, so it starts to do it again. Very so he cool. goes to grab it and it swung in this time. And that finger got stuck between that and the diff cover.
Oh.
And it went. Okay. It exploded.
All right.
Yeah, so that was.
Like if you would have strapped an M80 to the end of his finger and then.
Dude.
I don't know.
So it was bad, dude. I felt so bad. And it was just his natural reaction to, like, you know, like when we start to tip our Jeeps over and we put our hands out to try to stop it, right? Like,
it's
you all make fun of people who do that.
For some reason, you end up like,
so dumb.
And then you do it.
Yeah.
Like, and you're like, oh, I just fucking did that.
You yell at every guy that does it. And then you go to, like, you get put in that position and your instant reaction is like, I can save this $5,000 truck.
You have to untrain yourself of that.
So I have a neighbor up the street and. Well,
it's too late now.
I used to have a neighbor up the street and he used to carry like heavy equipment on low boys and stuff. And he was pulling a vehicle on and it fell off of his trailer and squished him. And it was one of those things where it was like, you want to jump out, right? Like, but he was always taught you stay in it.
Yeah.
Right. You just stay in it. Well, fucking jump, dude. Like, he should have jumped out of that goddamn thing.
That thing did not have a cab that was, like, just going to sustain that.
No, it was like one of those, like, that big vibrating roller out there. Uh-huh. You think that thing on top is going to protect you? No, dude, you're fucking dead. Jump. Wow. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's like one of those, like, muscle memory things.
Yeah, like, he just, you're supposed to hang on. I'm just going to hang on and ride this thing out. No.
Dude, that's like, you know who Danica Patrick obviously is? Because, like, she did IndyCar forever, and when she first started racing NASCAR, the first wreck she got into, she, like, went straight into a wall and just muscle memory from doing IndyCar. She took her hands off the wheel and just went like this. And so instead of, like, trying to control the crash, she just was like, just, okay,
hang on,
I'm
going to
ride
go.
It out. And it, like, I mean, obviously she was fine, but, like, didn't go super well because she just, like, by muscle memory was like.
Yeah. I don't know. It's when you're in the moment. It shit happens.
Yeah, it's like a habit you definitely have to work on.
Yeah. I still feel bad he smashed his finger because he had to go to the hospital. And, I mean, it fucked my weekend up.
the wind was the worst part.
You missed the campfire podcast. You missed dinner.
That is true. That sucks. I was kind of bummed about dinner.
You're probably
I wanted to try the beans.
You're probably out a couple Band-Aids in your trailer now.
Yeah.
I had to replenish my Band-Aids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. It was fine.
I'm glad I wasn't there because I would have threw up on you.
What's your shit project that you're working on right now? Oh, you did the floor thing, the pack out thing.
Yeah, but then like we skipped the fact that you just randomly decided you were going to cut the floor out of your Explorer today.
Oh, but I haven't actually done it yet.
You built the piece to fill the hole.
That's true. Why are you cutting the floor out? You going to fuel cell?
No, I just want more storage, you know? Like it kind of, it's nice to be able to.
Back on the storage thing.
Are
you going to put a pack out floor in?
maybe on top.
This is what he doesn't like your idea.
No,
he's not doing his own car.
Like I said, brains, idiot.
No. I will use it, but I just there's enough space. You got so many chips, dude. there's enough space underneath the car on like where the axle doesn't travel into in the trunk. I want one of those, and I'm just going to use that and make a pocket so I can store some tools, you know, like on the JKs, they have that pocket underneath for the just like tools and a jack stand and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of doing the same thing.
Got it. Just utilizing some wasted space.
Exactly. And I'm eventually going to get rid of the U bolts that are on the rear axle, the U joints. Can I get rid of all
these? Yeah, U joints you delete.
and make a little, I did that DIY off-road. He sells like DXF files so you can just put them in the plasma cutter and cut it out. Super cool. There's U-bolt eliminator kit, which I get caught up on a lot. So we're going to use that. It replaces it with bolts and a fabricated
piece. That is going to be a huge upgrade.
Yeah.
You get hung up on that shit all the time.
Yeah, so we'll do that. But that means that that's where the shock mounts right now below the leaf spring. There's a bracket on the actual leaf spring clamp that we'll be getting rid of. And that's what mounts the shock. So the shock will then get mounted to the axle and go higher up. So I'll cut a hole in the floor and see if I can make a different tower for the rear shocks and make that a little bit better.
Nice.
Higher up, more clearance.
Does everyone know how awesome the vehicle is that Jake drives?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
He doesn't like it, but we've talked about it in the past. Solid Axle Swap Explorer.
I would instantly get rid of one of my vehicles for
You're too kind, for Jake's.
I remember that you said that.
You could ask any one of our friends, and I would sell the Green Jeep in like a heartbeat.
Really?
Why?
I know somebody's selling a Ford Ranger. They trade you straight up for it.
That doesn't count. It's my wife.
Oh. My wife. Oh. I got an F-150.
That is why. That is why my Green Jeep will not leave, because of her.
F-150. So tell us about your project.
It's gay.
Yeah, what's your pile of shit?
Yeah, I don't really have a lot of updates on that one. I put some newer, actually. I didn't do that. It was going to be a lie that I almost just said. I put the fiberglass front fenders back on it, and that's really all that I've done recently. That's it.
So what year, make, model? Like, I don't know if we've really...
We talked about it last episode. Did we?
How many cars do you have?
Oh, yeah. How many cars do you have? How many pink slips do you have?
Well, no, that doesn't count, because some people from this generation don't register their shit. They just kind of like, I'll figure it out when it's done.
Yeah, I don't really know how the DMV works.
Yeah, I don't want to go there. I do the same.
California makes it pretty damn complicated, no?
Yeah, go here, sign it, and pay. Look,
I'm gonna tell you guys.
Okay.
I'm not gonna tell you guys where I go, because I don't want to have to wait in line with all you fuckers there, because it'll ruin it. But I love this place, but I'm not gonna tell you where to go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, it's the DMV. Go there.
Yeah.
Or AAA, go there.
I hate you guys.
Smidge faster. I bet your truck's not registered in your name.
The F-150?
How many cars do you have?
Are you serious? That thing's not registered to anybody.
Do you have a title?
It doesn't have
one. So what you're saying is...
Have you ever seen it? Because... So,
no, because you never invite us up, like, or bring it around.
Doesn't
it's kind
exist.
Of fucking lame.
No, it's super lame. That's why I bought it.
We should
it
be doing a remote podcast from her, you know, F-150. What is it?
It's an F-150.
Don't you have F-150? A van, too?
No,
I did, and then I... Totaled it.
She's a 4Runner girl. She drives here in a 4Runner every day.
No, I had to buy a van to do some an bullshit. Event for Nitro.
Tell us
Rally
about
Cross.
Your event.
Okay, so Nitro Circus puts on an event called Nitro Rallycross nowadays, and they do like a halftime show.
Never heard of it.
Okay, well, I'm telling you about it.
Carlos has neither.
Carlos is really upset right now.
We've all heard of it.
Can we chip him, please? Somebody, for the love of God.
Yeah, give that guy a chip, for crying out loud.
So go on.
Yeah, there you go. But anyway, they put on an event called Happy Hour, which is like...
He's getting lazy, too. He won't even come get them.
Just like a halftime show. And the halftime show they did at Nitro Rallycross at Glen Helen this year was a van race. Basically just like a derby, like meant to just go out there and total your van. So that's what we did.
Did you jump it?
I sure did.
I
caught
well?
More air in a minivan than I ever thought possible, and I had so much fun driving it. I could not believe how many people I passed and how awesome it was to huck a minivan.
What was his name?
Well, I painted it like a cow.
And then?
I painted the entire thing with a paintbrush. It was white. So I painted the whole thing with black spots.
It took her like half a 30 rack to do that. I watched and drank.
Yeah, it was really fun, actually.
And Curtis named it?
Criticized me the entire time from 15 feet behind me. I didn't really give her like an official name, but it was called the Maxima.
But it was a her.
It was called the Maxima Mobile.
Yeah, like mobile, but mobile.
Because it looked like a cow.
Get it? So,
that's
yeah.
pretty good.
And then I left it at Glen Helen. I've never seen her since, but I think about her every single day.
Just left it. Just like, well, whatever.
Yeah, I just abandoned it.
I feel like we could make some white vinyl patches for her 4Runner and make it look like a cow.
Oh, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Nope.
See, I mean, here's the thing.
And that's a 4Runner.
Dave
the
and I
runner.
Are alone in the office and you're out in the shop. You might end up with some white patches.
I don't really think
we're going to modify the Moo Runner for
I don't think that's how cows look, runner. Though.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's any black cows with white spots.
Says who?
Says
pull
me.
It up.
All right.
Let's see it.
And we're Googling it. Black cow.
With white spots.
Go on Reddit when you Google that, though. Your it's way Wi-Fi better.
What do we got? Well, there's a restaurant called Black Cow.
With white spots?
What?
There's cows that are all black. There's black cows that have just a white stripe down the center.
And they have a body. Black or a white stripe on their face.
What's okay, it called? So what kind of cow? What's its name?
A black cow. Black Desi cow. Yeah, so anyway.
I love that we're from Southern California. We don't know shit about cows.
So as interesting as
what's the difference between a heifer and a cow and a bull?
I don't think that's socially acceptable to talk about nowadays.
I think you're allowed to talk about it.
Cow.
So as
come on, one of you guys watches Yellowstone. What the fuck is a heifer?
Maybe that's a lady cow.
I don't think they talk about that in Yellowstone. They just kill people and kick them off a fucking road.
Taking you to the train station.
Maybe a cow is like a young male and a bull is an older male, maybe.
I feel like Yellowstone is the Sons of Anarchy cowboy style.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's like the
Jake's giving us real answers here and I'm blowing them off.
But are they real answers? I don't know.
I don't know. Type in heifer.
Oh my.
Jesus, you're a fact.
What is so hard about this?
Just type
the
in part, Heifer.
Like the that your job in
did I
not Hugh tables. Hefner?
Did I imply that not this Hugh was difficult Hefner. For me?
Heifer, a young cow.
A young cow. Then why do people use that as like a?
Oh, it's heifer. One that has not had a calf yet.
Ah, so a virgin.
So
cow.
It's a slut it's a, cow.
No. Well, yeah. I mean, do you know? It's, it doesn't say anything about the cow being.
It could
a
be
slut.
A young cow that gets around and just hasn't had one land yet. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, all right. Well, let's postpone. We'll do cow talk next week.
Maybe a prude cow.
Cow talk next week. We'll buff up on our cow talk.
Yeah.
So we've gone over our shop projects. It's Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. As interesting as that
deep on this,
conversation so. Was. Did you guys hear about the person at what race was that? That someone was running from the Federales?
Oh, that was the Nora 1000. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Nora 1000. I didn't hear about it, but I heard about it.
Well, him and I both saw the video, but neither one of us could
find it. Oh, so there's a video of this?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a helicopter footage.
So what happened?
He ran from the cops.
But like
I mean, I don't really know how.
I think he was on the road, on a road portion.
Which has speed limits.
But during the race, this happened.
So whenever they go from dirt to asphalt, they have to follow like
local laws.
Local laws.
It was a trophy truck of some sort, and... And you he know, just the, said, maybe it's like the Federales. Sometimes they just have a fucking mind of their own. They do what they want.
Yeah.
Like, really, they do what they want.
They do what they want.
So maybe that was the case, or maybe he was speeding, or maybe something like that. But they tried to stop him while he was on the road. And then at a portion where it transitioned back to like dirt track, he evaded them and them pulling in. Them trying to pull him over.
There Carlos, were multiple you cars. Have, there's one right there.
And then eventually he was got to like a portion that kind of looked, it was helicopter view, but it kind of looked like canals.
Yeah.
And there was guys outside of their vehicles. And I don't know if further ahead they were blocking the path, but the guys outside obviously, I think they had weapons.
Oh, drawn, yeah. They were armed and drawn. Like they had a feeling they had the roadblock because he was coming to a pretty good halt.
Yeah. So.
Wow. That's crazy to think that like during an off-road race, you still have to consider like.
Yeah, I mean, but, well, you have to consider that'd be like them doing an off-road race and then crossing over the 78 somewhere out in the desert.
Yeah,
you have or having to run down the 78 to like the next section. You got to still abide by walls.
Well, there's that old movie Dust to Glory. Have you guys ever seen Dust to Glory?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a whole scene in that where they show all the trophy trucks getting stopped by the Federales and getting questioned about speed and all that stuff.
What's like the old myth, though, that you can just trade like some stickers or something? And
you just give them some stickers and a Playboy magazine and you're on
your
way.
Hell yeah. Wait, can you not buy Playboy in Mexico?
That's how it used to be when you'd go to the little Federale checkpoints on the way down to like Ensenada. And there was I can't remember.
Rosarito.
Yeah. Yeah, right. All those places. And it was almost like an 18 or 19 year old kid who was, you know, the kid who was in the little shack that's right in the middle of the road.
Yeah. Just like doesn't want to be there. But like, fuck, if you give me something, I'm like,
yeah. So you'd stop and you wouldn't have to give him money. You just stop and give him like a Playboy magazine. And he's like, sick. And then he sends you on your way. Like,
well, yeah, now he has something to do.
Yeah.
But now they get money. They want money.
Yeah. Now you got to give him money. But
that's great.
Yeah, that's wacky. Anyways. But,
yeah.
So the Nora. All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up because all I've been doing is talking shit. if you guys are listening, please check us out if you're local. Tony Tuesdays at Tony Pepperoni's at off of Vista. University and Sycamore and Vista.
Yes, in Vista.
It's in Vista. And it's if you know where the Walmart is off of Sycamore and Vista, it's in that parking lot right in front of Walmart. It's called Tony Pepperoni's. And the second Tuesday of every month, we're going to be there from 5 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And it's basically a Jeep meet. Everybody come hang out and show off your Jeep, have a slice and a beer and you know, come talk to us. And we want to hear your stories too. You guys get to hear our stories and we really want to hear your stories. That's kind of why we're going to go there to kind of chat with you guys and see what's up. So be sure to make that. And then we'll talk to you next time. Anybody else got anything?
Yeah, if you go to, you can see how nice Jake's butt is.
Oh, yeah, the gorilla will have the silver back there.
We'll make sure that Jake Russo is there.
Not and Drew will be there. He'll display his...
You'll be able to tell which one is him.
Drew needs to keep his ass in his pants or people aren't going to come. I'm going to call the cops.
Yeah, there's laws against that. Drew's
going to take his pants off. Okay.
Cool.
You all suck.
You suck.
Brad.
You
I suck.
Suck. That was
the best.
You suck.
Carlos, you better eat that Carlos. Fucking chip that's on the ground.
Suck. I sit right here. Oh my god,
dude.
Dude.
He's like a vacuum cleaner, man.
He got a lot of really chips.